The Herald of Christ's Kingdom, May-June 2025. The theme of this issue is Israel Rising at 77, In the Beginning. Our Herald issue of May-June 2020 outlined 7 steps of Israel's restoration since 1878, outlined in Ezekiel 37, The Valley of Dry Bones. It addressed the fulfillment of prophecies from 1878 through 2020, and included a fold-out timeline. 5 years later, Israel's rise among nations as an economic, agricultural, and military power continues. However, many in Israel still do not recognize God as the source of its blessings. Isaiah and Micah prophesied that Israel will be at the top of the mountains, nations, in the kingdom. They detailed how the word of God will spread from Jerusalem to mankind. This issue considers scriptures describing what happens in Israel from today to the glorious future. Judgment upon Amalek and others discusses the origins of Israel's present-day enemies. Where did the Philistines come from? Are there any Amalekites left? Was Haman an Amalekite? This article also explores those who seek to destroy Israel. The expansion of Israel's borders reviews scriptures that define Israel's borders. Is Gaza relevant? Will Israel absorb Judea and Samaria? How might Israel's borders affect Jordan and Lebanon? How will the land accommodate a large influx of Jewish immigrants? Some options considers alternate possibilities respecting the borders of Israel. Studied together, these 2 articles deliver a rigorous scriptural overview for watching current events. The Dispersed Remnant Returns explores 4 scenarios for how Isaiah 11, verses 11 and 12, will be fulfilled. It suggests a gradual work of Jehovah that allows Jews to obey His call and return according to their faith. What is the ensign for the nations prophesied? Deploying the New Covenant in Israel considers the practical way God prepares Israel to receive the New Covenant and suggests why Israel is not yet ready. What will be the role of the ancient worthies and biblical Zionists? Israel entering God's kingdom considers prophecies and pictures respecting the opening of the kingdom at Israel. Israel, God's inheritance explores Isaiah 19:21 through 25 and explains the meaning of Israel as God's inheritance. God will invite the world to love Israel and rejoice with her through Christ, the church, and the ancient worthies. The sanctification of Israel considers how, without their knowledge, God is setting Israel apart from the world for His holy purpose. How is God's work in Israel different than His sanctification of the Gospel Age Church? We offer the following scriptural promises and evidence. May your faith be strengthened as we pray for the peace of Israel.